now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
We've seen a stalemate up in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our members of Congress getting anything done. They're either for or against, depending on the political party. We're in a complete shutdown, if you will, because there's virtually nothing progress made up there in Washington or D.C. right now. In fact, the approval rating for members of Congress seems to be in a free fall. Nobody is happy with the dysfunction taking place in the nation's capital. You know, just 10 years ago, if I remember correctly, Congress had an approval rating of about 65%. No more. The most recent Harris and CBS poll showed approval rates dropping to an all-time low of, get this, of 9%. Remember that guy singing the song Limbo Rock? He says, how low can you go? I don't know if you can go any lower than 9%. Let me tell you how bad it is. More Americans approve of polygamy than they do of the job Congress is doing in Washington, D.C. At the height of the Gulf oil spill, British Petroleum had a shockingly low 16% approval rating. Goodness gracious, even Paris Hilton has a 15% approval rating. And would you believe 11% of those surveyed in America, this is by the Harris poll, a reputable poller, 11% surveyed are okay with American becoming communist. Just about every low-life trend or person you can think of does better than the folks that you and I send to Washington. 9% approval rating for the members of Congress. And usually when these polls are taken, there's a distinction between how voters view their own congressman compared to how they view Congress as a whole. In other words, people don't like Congress at all, but generally, well, my congressman's a pretty good guy. But even that favorable local feeling is dropping. I saw last week a recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll showing a strong majority of voters want a clean house, including their own congressman. Now, it comes as no surprise to most of us, you listening out there, and certainly not to me, that the favorable support of Congress continues to plummet. Public criticism apparently is falling on deaf ears. We hear nothing but excuses from the Republic can'ts and the demo don'ts. Look, there are some really tough decisions to be made in overhauling entitlement programs, raising revenues, getting little more than a wink and a nod in Washington. They're just not being paid attention to. Lobbyists in the nation's capital rule the roost, and that's a point that I wish he could have gotten the debates. Buddy Romer is the former governor of Louisiana. He is running for president, running now as a third-party candidate, tried to get into the debates, and his whole issue was that campaign funds and money is so dysfunctioning Congress that they can't get anything done. The lobbyists rule the roost. They are there from the new congressman's first day in office, when they begin soliciting campaign funds, which, of course, is the mother's milk of political survival. And this solicitation of funds begins from day one when these congressmen get to Washington. I'll give you one example. New congressman in my home state down here in Louisiana, his name is Jeff Landry. He seems to be a pretty nice guy. He was the Tea Party's poster boy for opposing the Washington culture of bowing to special interests. Oh, man, we're going to fight those special interests. Put those lobbyists off to sea, get them out of the system. On election night, he told his followers, it's going to be a new day in Washington, and we need to get our country back on the right track. Well, 3 weeks later, Landry was in the heart of Washington at the posh Capitol Hill Club on the hunt for Washington campaign dollars. So he's 2 months away from even being sworn into office, and he's asking money from the big-shot Washington lobbyists and other power brokers up there. So I'm not just picking on Landry, quite frankly. I'm just saying that's the mantra. That's the way it's done in Washington. When they're running for office, Washington is a cesspool. That's when they're campaigning. Washington's a cesspool. But when they get to Washington, it becomes a hot tub, right? Again, not a personal knock on Landry. That's just the approach that all these congressmen take as far as raising these campaign funds. And you kind of wonder, how can the system dispense with influenced lobbyists? What can you do to get rid of these lobbyists? Well, one suggestion makes pretty good sense. If you heard the show last week, You heard Jenny Beth Martin. She is one of the founders of the Tent Tea Party, in fact, and just a delightful lady. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. Again, was a guest in our show last week. Time magazine named her as one of the 15 most influential world leaders of 2010. So she's a heavyweight up there. Jenny Beth simply wants to get Washington out of, or get Congress out of Washington back to the people. And this is really a creative idea. I never thought about this. I'm a close watcher, and I've never read heard anybody else talk about it. She proposes that we use the new technology of telecommunication to create a virtual Congress. Now, don't turn your back off of this initially. You know, we've got everything else virtual. What she says is she makes good sense. And here's, let me quote her, quote what she told me on the show last week. She says, that way, elected officials will spend more time in their communities. Constituents should be the ones with full-time access to the members of Congress, and the lobbyists should be the ones forced to stand on their hats and their hands in order to gain access. She says millions of us, and she makes a good point, look, we all telecommunicate anyway. I use Skype. I talk to my grandkids over Skype. Why can't members of Congress attend committee meetings by video conference? And, you know, you can put a big 70-inch screen in your congressional office, and if you got to be on a committee hearing, you see these congressmen come and go at these committee hearings. You can attend the committee hearing, ask questions. They can do a restricted access so that nobody can break into the congressman's flow of information. That's all technologically done by our government all the time anyway. I know all the time, I read our congressmen down here and all over the country. They're back home for a couple of days. They have to rush back to Washington just to vote. They'll be there at midnight casting a vote on some complicated issue. Why can't they just do that from their office? Not a big deal to electronically vote. Why this back and forth to Washington so much? What we're doing, as Jenny Beth pulls out, is we're using this 18th century technology. You see, when our founding fathers made this country, they had to travel all the way to Washington, conduct business in the halls of Congress, look at each other face to face. I understand that. I understand how that worked. But that was 250 years ago. In the 21st century, there's technology that makes that not necessary. Keeping these congressmen at home more so that you and I can deal with them. I've not seen a congressman or senator in my state in a year or two. Every now and then you'll see one give some major speech. You'll catch a glimpse of them on television. Why can't we see them at the local high school football game? Why can't we see them in our coffee shops? Why can't we talk to them rather than them lecturing us? We're the ones that get lectured all the time. We always hear their pontifications on television and on radio. That's the only time we hear about our congressman. I love the idea of the virtual Congress. Now, Texas Governor Rick Perry says that we ought to have a part-time Congress. A lot of people are talking about term limits. That's an idea that continues to have high favorable support. And others are saying the congressional districts have gotten way too large. We ought to have more members of Congress so that they're more responsive. But the best idea I've heard out there is the idea from Jenny Beth Martin, who one of the founders of the Tea Party, who says that we ought to have this virtual Congress. Do it all electronically. Now, I can see for the State of the Union speech and for some major things going on in Washington, they can travel back to the nation's capital. You know how long it takes to travel? I know, you know, if you've got to change planes once, 2 hours each segment of your flight, an hour and a half layover, it takes you probably 8 or 9 hours to get to Washington. That's 18 to 20 hours a week. You could be back home in your district. I love this idea of the virtual Congress. If you want to read more about it, I wrote a column about this week on my website. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. You can read that column. Sign up for my column each week. Have some fun looking over some interesting features I put up on the column. So that's my thought. I like the idea of a virtual Congress. I hope you do, too. Let's start leaning on our congressman to do something about it. Hey, we'll take a pause right now. Let me get some fresh coffee, and I'll be right back to talk some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1586.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.25.98, $8.12.99 for a half ounce, or $4.06.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.25.98, $8.12.99, and $4.06.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com, or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Alan Tupel is my guest. He's a Washington lawyer who's written a great suspense novel called The China Gambit. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I like international intrigue, and if you do, this is a great series of books that he's written, and it's so well documented. And Alan, I want to ask you this. First of all, you're a lawyer in Washington. What kind of law do you practice?
Oh, I practice international law, so I'm traveling around the world dealing with problems in a number of international forums and helping people with disputes and a lot of international kind of work is what I do. primarily.
Well, and maybe that helps, because that was my next question. You've got a lot of details that obviously take some research. There's lots of, you know, you mentioned the names and places and understanding the oil markets and understanding the kinds of weapons that are involved in the international smuggling and all these things combined. How do you do this research? Do you just get on the internet like a lot of people are doing today? Do you use your knowledge and contacts where you talk to some people, or how do you get into the minutiae and the detail that you seem to find in your books?
Well, it's a combination of all of those, Jim. First of all, I like to travel to all the locales that are in the book. I like to have international locales in my novels. Readers seem to like that. I like that, to move my characters. And so I go to the places, and I do research there to start with. Then, as you said, the internet is very good, but I'm also a book person. I like to dig into books and the historical tomes that are written on the subject. And finally, I speak to a lot of people who have experience and work in those areas, and people will make themselves readily available. Even people, for example, in the aerospace industry, details about aerospace. But there is a plethora of materials out there. Biography, for example, of Mao Zedong was an excellent source material in doing this book. So it's a lot of digging, as you say, but it's worth doing because people like the details, and the details have to be right.
Now, you said this is part of a trilogy. I think the next book, this next Craig Page trilogy, The Spanish Revenge, I think it's called. Have you completed that? Is that already done?
Yes, I've completed The Spanish Revenge, and it's now being edited, and that's going to be released next September. And the background issue, Craig Page will be back, along with Elizabeth Crowder, and Chinese General Zhao will be back as well. And there's a different background issue that I'm dealing with there. It's the conflict between Muslims and Christians in Western Europe, which is a very lively and hot topic right now.
That's an understatement, to say the least. So, well, I thoroughly enjoyed your book, and I hope our listeners would pick it up. And wish you well. We'd like to talk to you after the next book, The Spanish Revenge, is released. So we'll make it a point to touch base here in the fall. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Good luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. I hope so. My pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Take care. That's an interesting guy, Alan Tupol. He's written a real interesting book. You can get it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. If you like those kinds of thrillers, I grew up that way. I grew up with Robert Ludlum and going back to the James Bond, Ian Fleming series, and I just like all those international. It's great tune-out. The other thing, though, I said this to Alan when we first started this interview, is that isn't it interesting that in the debates we've had involving all these presidential candidates, remember Herman Cain said, icky, bicky, stand, who cares about that kind of thing? And there's just been no focus on international relations, the future problems and the growing problems we're having with Iran, the relationship with Israel, how much of a commitment do we make, and what is the cost we pay for that commitment, how we deal with some of these dictatorships in the Middle East. We need their oil. We need to have that coming in to protect American citizens, to keep our quality of life. How far do you go in urging democracy in that part of the world? Alan talked a great deal about China and the fact that China is growing dramatically in terms of its national defense commitments, 12% of its gross national product going towards national defense. And as Alan said, we both agree, it's not like the Chinese one day are going to draw a line and say, hey, we're going to come after you. We're going to start getting in some of these little conflicts. You see, the Cold War is over. You see, the Cold War, in retrospect, was a pretty good deal for us. You draw a demarcation line down the road. Russia, you take care of this side of the world. America takes care of this side. You leave each other alone. And we were a very peaceful time. Well, now we've got these skirmishes breaking out all over the world. And you're going to see the Chinese getting involved in one side, the Iranians on another side. Where do we go if we get involved on the side against the Chinese? We're supplying money. They're supplying money. We're finding that true in the Middle East right now. For years involving terrorism, we have financed both sides of the war. We have, because what's happening is a number of these Arab countries are funneling our oil money that we pay for their oil. We pay for the oil. We pay up front one time. Then they funnel this money back to terrorists who use it to attack us. So we pay for both sides of the war is what we're doing. These are important issues that so far these candidates for governor, rather for governor, I wish it was governor, but these candidates for president, the most powerful position in the world, have not seemed to address. So I hope we can flush them out a little bit more, hear more from them in the weeks to come. And as again, I made this point, this campaign has a long, long way to go. We've had three primaries so far. You've got a big one, Florida, that is coming up here in January. Florida's on the 31st of January, next week. Then you get into February primaries. We've got Minnesota, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Michigan, Missouri, all big primaries in February. Then you go to March, and you've got any number of primaries, Kansas, Maine, Alabama, Ohio, Oklahoma, Ohio, a big state that is in play, Alaska, North Dakota, Virginia. And then you go into Louisiana, by the way, is in March. Then you go to April with Texas, huge primary there. You've got New York in also in April. May, you've got Kentucky, North Carolina. And you go to June, you've got New Jersey, you've got California. We've got a long, long way to go in this primary season. Newt Gingrich now has the momentum, so some people think, and he's on the roll. Will he get the nomination? He's got 21 votes. The guy's got 21 votes. You've got to have about 1,400 votes to win the nomination. So we've got a long, long way down the line to get to the point where someone is really the front runner. Romney's advantage, quite frankly, is he's got the bucks. He's able to raise the money. He's raised a great deal of money, and that gives you staying power. That lets you lay out an organizational foundation, because we often know that it is the more committed voters that actually go to the polls and vote. It's not just the average voter who often waits till the general election when you have Republicans versus Democrats. And so as a consequence, you've got a diehard committed vote to where organization can make a big difference. But this race has a long way to go. I think the total vote that Gingrich has so far is about 440,000 votes he's received. Romney's got about 400 votes, rather 4,000, rather a little less. That's just a drop in the bucket. We're just getting started right here. Jim Brown here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. Go to our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for email alerts. You can sign up for a regular weekly column that I write. We're going to come back in the next segment to talk about that column. So I'll tell you what you do. You freshen up your coffee, I'll freshen up my mind, and we'll come right back and talk some more on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about the end of the world. The Mayan civilization dates back to 2000 B.C., and the way their calendar works, they break it down into what they call baktons. 394 years makes one bakton, and the calendar ends after the 13th bakton. It just so happens that this first great civilized community that existed all over North and South America, their last bakton, the end of what they consider civilization, comes on December the 21st, 2012, this year. What, 9 months from now, 10 months from now? And I got wondering, you know, it's not going to happen, but let's assume that you knew that you had a year to live. You had 1 year to live a good quality of life. How would you live a year like that? What would you do to make the best of that particular year to live a full life along that way? I got thinking about that after I looked at the Mayan calendar. I guess I'd start with food. You know, I'm a health nut. I'm basically a vegetarian. Eat a little fish once or twice a week. Had a nice piece of redfish last night, by the way. But I eat healthy because I don't want plaque to build up on my arteries, and I want to live a long life. I want to live to be well over 100. But if I knew I had a year to live, like, I guess I'd give in. I love calf's liver. Love a local restaurant before I got real healthy. Quit serving calf's liver. And I said, if you don't put the calf's liver back on the menu, I ain't coming back here again. And they did. They put it back on. Then I got real health conscious and I quit eating calf's liver. I love ice cream. I'm an ice cream nut. Love the full, rich, flavored ice cream. So I really like French bread. You know, it's hard to find good French bread in this country. New Orleans, Galatar's Restaurant, Antoine's, all the Quincentennial great restaurants in New Orleans. Apparently what they do, they bake it, and they put it through the warmer at a very low speed, but they do it repeatedly, like 7 and 8 times is the trick for really good fresh bread that's warm and crisp. And, again, they don't make any better down in New Orleans. The French know how to do it, no doubt about it. You can beat up on the French all you want about their, you know, at one point, they weren't French fries, they were freedom fries, and I wrote a column about it. Well, I guess there's no more French kissing now. I have to do away with that and all the things we don't want to do with France. But, look, I'd gorge myself on spaghetti, not the whole wheat that I eat now, but the white spaghetti, garlic, olive oil. Boy, I would do that so much. I'd love to eat a good bit. Number one, I'd do that. I don't think I'd bother with coming on this show. I still talk on the show. I still do the show every week. I love this show. Love talking to so many of you, getting your emails, telling me what you think, what you agree with, how you disagree with me. But I don't think I'd bother talking about who won the main caucuses like we did in the first hour of the show today, who's going to be president. I just really wouldn't care. I'd take a trip or two, maybe just retracing some steps. I love southern France and northern Italy. Probably take one last trip there. Never been to Africa. Love to take my kids and particularly my grandkids to Africa. I'd probably do that. Not long trips because you've only got a year. But I would do something along that particular line. I've got grandsons up in New York City. They love to ride the subways, take me on the subway. So I'd probably ride the subways with them, going all over New York. Whole gamut of humanity can be glimpsed in a single subway car. Do you see that in terms of all the people you miss? I'd do some more reading. You know, this is the year of Charles Dickens, the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Dickens. Dickens, the greatest English writer ever lived. I happen to be quite a Dickens fan. I had the great, great opportunity, pleasure, of spending a year at Cambridge University over in England, and I studied Dickens. I read a great deal of Dickens. I read Tale of Two Cities. I read so many of the great books that he wrote, David Copperfield. And so I'd probably read Dickens again, read a little bit more Dickens. I read Dickens from time to time. I'd want to do a few other things, too. You know, I go to spring training every year. We'll be doing this show live from Tampa, Florida, the first week of March when I do my show. I'll be down to see spring training, see a number of the teams. I'd probably, if I knew I would only had a year to live, I'd probably sneak out. I kind of know some of the sideways over there at the Yankee Stadium down in Tampa. I'd sneak out onto the field a little early, throw a few balls from the pitcher's mound, right? Yeah, I just like to throw a few balls there. Maybe go into the Dome Stadium in New Orleans and throw a few passes around the field goals. Give me that little thrill of what you see on television every week. I'd see a few movies, not a lot of movies, but, you know, you can't beat the Godfathers. Maybe Godfather 1 and 2, I'd see them again. I'd watch some of the great old movies, you know, the Cary Grant movies. How can you beat the Cary Grant movies? High Society with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, some of the great old war movies. I'd certainly see some movies, South Pacific, maybe a few Broadway shows again. And so I do a variety of things that in reading and in music, gosh, I'd go back and just listen and kind of think about memories and music. I like opera. Now, you know, people either hate opera or love opera. I like opera. I've seen some opera down in New Orleans. I listened to a few of the favorite lighter operas, Madame Butterfly and some of the lighter operas there. And I love listening to jazz. You know, I come down in a part of the country where music is just indicative to our way of life. Louis Armstrong down here, the great Cajun music, Beausoleil, Michael Doucet. You probably don't know who Michael Doucet is, but he's the greatest fiddler and Cajun singer in the world. Got a wonderful, wonderful band. I took some violin lessons or some fiddle lessons from the bass player for Michael Doucet for about 2 months. Found out very quickly I couldn't play the fiddle worth a darn, and so I gave it up. Fats Domino, if you go to my website this week, and go on the website. On the right side, I have a jukebox up. Put a jukebox every week. Put my favorite songs of the week for your listening pleasure. One of my songs this week is Fats Domino's Walkin' to New Orleans. That great song. And Fats was quite a guy. And so basic in New Orleans music. Mahalia Jackson, the great gospel singer. I love listening to Mahalia Jackson. Ernie Cado, mother-in-law. Another great New Orleans singer. Jerry Lee Lewis, my hometown boy. In 1958, I'm in high school in St. Louis, Missouri with my high school sweetheart, dancing on the Friday night hop to Jerry Lewis singing A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. 1958. 1968, 10 years later, I'm in my law office in Faraday, Louisiana, where I started practicing law, married a girl from down in Mississippi, started practicing in Faraday. Jerry Lee Lewis walks into my office, and he needs a lawyer. Brother Brown, I hear you're a pretty good lawyer, got some family problems, and I have the great honor of being Jerry Lee Lewis's lawyer and stayed in contact with him over the years. Lucinda Williams, the great singer from Lake Charles. Anyway, I don't want to go off in music, but I love our music down here. I listen to a lot of music. What else would you do? Well, obviously your family. You spend a lot of time with your family, those grandkids who don't have the full life that you and I would have. I'd spend so many hours with them, clinging to the ones I love, reminiscing of the great times we've had in the past, some of our hopes for the months to come. You'd obviously gravitate so much around your family. So these are a few of my thoughts for what I would do with 1 year to live in my life if the Mayan calendar works out. And you know, when you get right down to it, those are pretty good premises to live every day, aren't they? I mean, just think about it. Curling up with a great classic book and lessons to be learned from those great writers. So many ideas that come forth of people so much smarter than you and me. Seeing some of the great motion pictures that you've loved in the past and are so entertaining. Spending time with your loved ones, quality food over your meals, things that you love to do so much. All those things I do in the last years of my life, I try to do, and we should be doing, every single day. So to the Mayans and to those prognosticators who say the Mayan calendar is going to bring us to an end on December 21st, I don't believe you, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going to go back and rebuild those relationships and think through some of the things I've missed out on. Live that life through December 21st, next year, next decade, for as long as I live. Let's make the best of it, okay? Hey, Jim Brown and Jim Brown's Common Sense, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can read my columns and read some of my offbeat thoughts right there. Hope you'll take a look. We'll come back with our final segment right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, that last segment, I talked about the things I like to do, and I'm a pretty positive guy. I like to talk about the good things. I like to talk about my family, and I want to enjoy life. I've lived a full life, but I got a lot more living to do, but some people might be a little bit more cynical. Got one email. I get a lot of email, and I welcome your emails. I answer them on the air. My email address, my initials, jb@jimbrownusa.com. That's jb@jimbrownusa.com. Got an email yesterday from Fran in Paducah, Kentucky. We have listeners up in Paducah. WTHQ, that's 750 a.m. in Paducah. That is in western, far western Kentucky. We have a nice listenership up there. She says, Jim, your awe is so positive. You talk about the good things. Does anything irritate you at all? Well, Fran, yeah. You know, and I don't have a long list, but I get irritated. You know what irritates me, Fran? Those vibrant five-fingered shoes, the toed shoes that you walk around like web-footed shoes. I hate to see people walking around those out. That irritates me. I don't like men using straws. I think it looks kind of weird to see a guy sucking out of a straw. Pick up your drink and drink your drink. Also, lollipops are in that category. I'm not big on guys eating lollipops. I am livid at ATM fees. It's my money. Why should I have to pay the ATM machine to pull out my money? I think that's gone way too far. What else irritates me here, Fran? Well, the condescending way that some coworker or some person will tell you, hey, thanks, bud. Thanks for that, buddy. Yeah, my name's not buddy. My name's not bud. Call me by my name. That's too condescending. I don't like that. What is this thing Fran called LinkedIn? There's something leaked in. I get all these requests from LinkedIn. Look, I'm willing to do Facebook and Twitter, and I still was one of the early guys on MySpace, so I'm going to keep that. But as far as LinkedIn and tying in with networks and sharing my latest business tips, I'm not into that. That's irritating to me. I don't like people to ask me to join LinkedIn. I get asked all the time about that. Let's see. Any invitation... You know, when you get on a website, you're going to order something off the site. You're trying to get information. At the end of it, they says, now, thank you. We want you to take a survey when you're done visiting this site. I don't want to take surveys. Listen, I'm busy with my life and taking care of my obligations. I'm not there to give you a survey. I don't like the surveys. I'm not big into the surveys. And so, Fran, that's about it. Oh, I'm not real keen on people older than five who dress in the same outfit. Now, I guess maybe that doesn't apply to grandparents. Grandparents get a little break on that. But, you know, if you're older than five, you shouldn't be dressed the same. Even if you're twins, and I'm married to a twin. They shouldn't dress up the same unless it's for a joke or a costume party or something. And here's one. How about the idea that any number of people are emailing you from the toilet? Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. I don't like that idea at all. So, anyway, Fran, you asked me, and I told you. I'm basically a pretty positive guy, but I do get irritated by some things, and that's just a few. Then I got an email from William with WVNJ. That's in New York City and over in New Jersey. Great big station, WVNJ, 1160 AM. A lot of listeners up there in New York and New Jersey listening to us here right now. Asked me that question. Say, Jim, if following up the positive note, if you could have anyone back in your life, who would it be? And that's a pretty easy answer for me. It'd be my father. My mother lived to a ripe old age of 92, died just a few years ago, and I had a chance to interact with her so much in her later life, talk to her regularly on the phone, visit with her regularly, so full of vim and vigor. But my dad died much younger, died in his early 80s, and I really miss my father, really miss my father. I remember quite well when I was running. I was an old track guy at the University of North Carolina, and was running in the finals of the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship. Now, I'm 1,000 miles away from home. Didn't think, it was just a very long trip for parents to make. You couldn't fly back then particularly. They had to take the train. My dad worked for the railroad. And I was getting ready to run the finals of the 110-meter hurdles for the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship. And I looked up in the stand, and there standing up and smiling at me was my father, who unannounced had made that trek of over 1,200 miles to see me run in that final race. So I miss my dad. I love my dad. And I appreciate you asking that, William, in terms of who I'd miss most. If you could get rid, or if you could rid the world of any one thing, what would it be? That, too, is pretty easy. If I could rid the world of any one thing, it would be this unexplained conflicts that continue to go on. You know, you go back 500, 600, 700 years, 1,000 years ago, you really can't understand it, but in the will to survive and knowing there were false gods there and there was tumultuous times and you were fighting just for survival, for food, and so many cross currents of issues, you could understand conflict to some degree. But in this modern age, what do we fight for? I mean, what happened in World War II with Hitler's effort to wipe out the Jews completely in calculated murders by the millions, and then the genocide that takes place in the Middle East today. I know the Arab Spring's taking on, these dictators want to hang on, but the violence that takes place throughout the world, what's happening in African countries, the mass slaughter, the rape as an attribute of war, the things that go on today. You know, you just go back to Cambodia 25 years ago. 1 million people wiped out. Have we really progressed that much as a civilized society? The only difference is we've just got more sophisticated weapons. We're still killing each other by numbers that exceed what happened centuries ago. We're just much more sophisticated. We don't have quite the guilt. You know, the drones fly over, and we don't see the blood. We don't see the murders. We don't see the mayhem that takes place. And the drones go down and kill thousands of innocent people in an effort to get one person or two people. And we don't see that. You see, it's so impartial. We don't have the draft anymore. So as a consequence, young men are looked on as mercenaries who go give their lives and fight for this country. It doesn't really hit home to us. We don't have our loved ones. We don't have our neighbors serving overseas in that kind of conflict. We're not touched by it. So as a consequence, it just doesn't hit home to us. We don't really feel the trauma, the loss, and we don't really feel like it's necessary to sacrifice. You see, in every other time of conflict going back through Vietnam. We raised taxes. We sold government bonds. We did things to lay a foundation to let us all join in the sacrifice to win our freedom. Well, I got to tell you, folks, freedom has never been under as much assault as it is today. I mean, you can get some terrorist, goofball terrorist, who can put a nuclear weapon in a backpack. We can't protect the borders. You can come across north and south. You can slip right across the border in Mexico. They do it by the thousands every day with a nuclear weapon in a knapsack. Rent a car, get on a bus, come to any major city in this country and cause mayhem. So the times have never been so difficult today, and yet we just don't really... It takes a 9/11 for us to respond to the calculated terrible tragedies that can rip this country apart. What did the president in charge in 9/11 say? Well, go shopping. Let's just go shopping, and we'll get back on our feet again. We've never gotten back on our feet again. We're going to go into Iran, or we're going to go into Afghanistan. We're going to go into Iraq. We're going to spend trillions of dollars, $2 million a day we were spending when we were still in Afghanistan at the level we are then. Go in and spend these massive sums of money. No new taxes. Go about your life. Go shopping. Go shopping. No sense of sacrifice. So that's an elongated way to answer your question, William, in New York City, that if you could do anything you wanted any time, what would it do? Find some way to dispense with the violence and mayhem that happens all over this world and is not slowing down. Now, you know, you get these calculated issues that are so difficult to deal with, because in the Middle East, we need the oil, number one. We need some stability, number two. We want freedom, so this Arab Spring is taking place where there is calls for freedom in countries all throughout the Middle East. And we're there not knowing what to do because we don't want to rock the regime that's been supportive of us. We want the oil. And how you deal with a problem like that? It's very, very difficult. So wish I could will it all away in my final saying, but it looks like I'm not going to be able to. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to be talk. Talk to some experts in the weeks to come about getting a focus on where we go in this world today. Jim Brown here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. Glad you spent some time with us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back next week, same time on this station, to talk to you some more about what's happening all over the world in our regular time program. Have a good week. Talk to you again soon.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.